Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Ooh, I like it when they make me laugh.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them makes me happy.
On Live 101.5.
All right, here goes nothing. Staycation setup time. Morning Mess. We about to hit you off with your favorite part of the show, trying to catch up these cheaters. We do have Kiki on hold. Let's punch her up there. Kiki, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You think your boyfriend is cheating because he's taking too long to propose?
Yeah, and like, I know that it might sound like I'm jumping to conclusions here, but like, I really feel like there's a bigger reason as to why he's not proposing or wanting to like take our relationship to the next level.
Do we feel a ultimatum coming on here? Like, is it like propose to me or it's done? Or do you think there's more to it? Because obviously you're jumping that he's cheating on you.
Well, we've been together for 2 years and we've had serious conversations about like our life together and future. And honestly, like it's any day now at this point that he should be proposing, but he hasn't. And like, there's been times where we go to fancy dinners or romantic dates. And like, every time I think he's going to propose, he doesn't. Okay. And so I don't know. I've noticed he's been a little distant and I'm really getting paranoid that maybe he's having cold feet. Here's the thing. His family is still friends with his ex.
Got it.
Kristen.
Okay.
And they mention her from time to time, which obviously makes me uncomfortable, but I try to ignore it. But now it just has me thinking, like, could he be in contact with Kristen still? And, like, maybe he thinks before he settles down with me, there's still, like, something there with her. Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, too nervous to talk about it with him. We think he'll try to like avoid it or like gaslight me or like not give me the answers.
So you
I
think
want.
He's not proposing to you because he still has a thing for his ex?
Yes. And I think his family is still holding out that he's going to get back together with her. And like, that's why he's not taking this to the next level with me.
Well, why did they break up?
It's still all kind of ambiguous to me. And like, I haven't really gotten an exact answer. But
that's a good word right there. I'm writing that down. How do you spell that? Ambiguous.
It's too early.
Ambiguous.
I don't know. I just feel like they're like, oh, it wasn't right at the time.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's why they broke up, which is not a legitimate enough excuse.
But it wasn't nothing like he cheated on her or nothing like that.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay.
And you don't have any evidence that he's in contact with his ex?
No, except for just that, like I said, he's been a little bit distant and like not proposing. I know this sounds kind of crazy, but there's just like this gut feeling.
Okay. Well, we're not ones to knock a girl's intuition. That is a woman's superpower. You are born with it, ladies. If you're listening to the show, if you feel something's going on, it probably is. Men, we don't have that.
We sure do not.
We do not have that superpower. So we'll go off your intuition, Kiki. What we'll do is we're going to call him. Well, Sienna is, and offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Then, Sienna, you're going to ask him the all-important question.
Yes, I'm going to ask him who he would like to bring on the free romantic stay. And, Kiki, we are going to cross our fingers and hope he says your name.
Okay. Yes, I really appreciate it.
What's his ex's name?
Kristen.
Okay. So obviously, if he says Christopher the reservation, he's messing with his ex or any other name. I'm sure that's going to upset you. But let's cross that bridge till we get to it. Here we go, Sienna.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Will?
Yeah, this is Will.
Hi, Will. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. I wanted to let you know you're the grand prize winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Okay.
We want to put you in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. It's a pretty sweet deal, Will.
Yeah, I don't have any money for that. I'm good. Thanks, Beth.
So it's actually complimentary on the Aurora Hotel. You wouldn't have to spend a dime outside of what we're offering you.
Complimentary?
Yeah, so the only time you have to put credit card information down is for incidentals. But like I said, we want to treat you to something nice, and you're the grand prize winner.
Okay.
Do I have you hooked?
Yeah, especially complimentary. Yeah, okay.
Congratulations. I'm so excited to set this up for you. We do a fun thing here at the Aurora Hotel where we write a sweet or saucy note to your guest of honor, depending on how you're feeling. So I'll give you a moment to think about what you'd like to write down, and I can do that for you.
Okay. I'll do something sweet.
Something
that?
Sweet. Okay, changing it up. We get a lot of saucy notes, but I'm here for a sweet one whenever you're ready.
Okay. How about you put, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you, babe.
Oh, that's really sweet. Okay, let me write that down for you. This sounds like kind of a proposal. Are we going to have a proposal here at the Aurora Hotel?
No, maybe, if things work out right.
Okay, nice. Okay, now that I have that written down, what's your guest of honor's name so I can address it to them?
Her name's Kiki.
Okay, I'll write that down, Kiki.
Kiki, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Will, we do legally got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess with your girlfriend, Kiki. And I think she has some explaining to do.
Oh, babe, I was getting a bad feeling that you didn't want to be with me anymore because you were taking forever to propose. And
because I didn't propose on your time?
Damn.
You thought that I didn't want to? Or even worse, you thought I was cheating on you or something?
Well, I don't know. I guess I kind of thought that, like, you could have been cheating with your ex. I know your family is still friends with her, so I didn't know if you were having second thoughts. And, like, it's just been...
And what? Go back to her? Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds? Yeah, my parents are friends with her on Facebook, but she never comes around anymore.
Yeah, but, Will, you can't lie. They do bring her up from time to time, so I don't know. I really started to overthink everything. I thought you were getting cold feet, but, like...
Why didn't you propose, Kiki? It's 2023. Well, what's wrong with you proposing to Will if he's a catch?
Babe, I just...
Honestly, guys, I don't think this is the best talk to have. I'm not going to discuss our business, my family.
I suggest,
radio.
Kiki, you propose to him right now.
It's just embarrassing.
Do it. You won't do it.
No, I'm not going to propose on the radio, but I...
You know what? Like I said, I don't want to do this on the radio. I'm hanging up so we could talk about this later off the radio, not in front of thousands of people.
Millions of people.
You said thousands. What?
My God. Okay.
He hung up. Well, Miss Kiki, you got some butt kissing to do.
Mm-hmm. I really f***ed up and I...
At least you know he's not cheating. He just wanted to have the proposal be as perfect as possible for you. So I think that's just a conversation you need to have with him.
Okay, I think I gotta go, like, fix all this, so thank you.
Yeah, we'll keep us posted, and let us know if you actually get married.
Yeah, we hope everything works out for you, too.
Okay, thanks.
Absolutely, bye-bye.
He should have just cheated on her with the ex at this point.
Okay, that is not correct. That's not
wait till this homework. He loves his lady, was getting ready for the perfect proposal, and she thought he should have just cheated.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Leave it to you to think that way, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Not.
The Morning Mess.
Every morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.